The sequins are sparkling. The tunes are, well, they're kitsch. And while the Eurozone might be struggling, Eurovision isn't. The annual song contest is as popular as ever. It's being held this weekend. This year, though, questions are being raised about the choice of the host country, Azerbaijan, and its human rights record, as Madeline Jenner reports.
It was this song, called Running Scared, that won Azerbaijan the Eurovision crown and the chance to host this year's event.
Come to me tonight, I gotta need you.
But as the Festival of Kitsch prepares to get underway, human rights groups say too many local musicians and journalists are also running scared from their own government.
Well, Amnesty International is particularly concerned about the ongoing crackdown on freedom of expression and dissenting voices in Azerbaijan.
Max Tucker is a campaigner for Azerbaijan with Amnesty International.
This is particularly to do with the criminalisation of peaceful protests, which has effectively been banned in city centres since 2006, attacks and harassing of journalists and torture of peaceful protesters once they are detained.
The government there has accused organisations like yours of a smear campaign. They argue that human rights are enshrined in Azerbaijan's constitution.
Well, yeah, a lot of the Azerbaijani constitution does guarantee human rights, but the authorities are completely lacking the political will to put that constitution into play. I mean, I think we would point out to the Azerbaijani authorities that Amnesty International documents human rights abuses around the world. We're not particularly targeting their country. It just so happens that the human rights abuses in Azerbaijan are particularly bad. I mean, it's one of the worst Council of Europe member states for human rights abuses, and they really need to do something about it. But it's being held up by the fact that Azerbaijan is strategically important as a neighbour of Iran, and it's en route to Afghanistan, and it also is a source of oil and gas for European countries who are therefore reluctant to speak out about the human rights abuses that are happening there.
Jamal Ali is a 24-year-old musician from Baku. In March, he was arrested by authorities at a protest. He was singing about the president.
Police already were going to arrest me after the song because it was about the president. And I used my last chance and swear to president and went off the stage with police. And they took me to the police station, started to beat, and then they took us to court.
Jamal Ali claims that police tortured him for 2 days, placing a bag on his head and beating him with a truncheon. After 10 days, he was released.
Yeah, it was obvious that they released me because of Eurovision, and they told it themselves too. They said, you should be grateful to Ilham Aliyev because he brought Eurovision, and you are going out now because of Eurovision. And they told me, we will do our best to make you leave the country and not to stay here. We don't want you here.
Ahead of Eurovision, Jamal Ali says he has decided to leave Baku.
Now, because of Eurovision now, they're trying to make an image that now we are a European country with democracy and some stuff, but it's not the reality. Now, tourists who will come to the country will see some good mix of Asia and Europe, let's say, but it's all fake.
Before he left, Jamal Ali posted a new song on YouTube. The lyrics focus on houses being demolished to make way for the Eurovision stadium. Over the last few years, the government in Azerbaijan has spent millions on building projects in central Baku, and hundreds who live in the city centre have had their homes knocked down. Max Tucker from Amnesty again.
The oligarchy is making huge profits out of oil and gas, and they want to portray Azerbaijan as this modern progressive society. And in their eyes, one of the best ways to do that is this project of urban renewal and constantly making new impressive construction projects in the city centre. It's a kind of a glamorous show for the world, basically. And these people who are living in these old houses in the centre of town are seen as an inconvenience that needs to be done away with. And the government really doesn't care how it goes about that.
Some human rights organisations have said that the Eurovision never should have been in Azerbaijan. Is that a view that Amnesty shares?
Well, Amnesty doesn't take a position on boycotting events and see that as a political decision. But I mean, we do think that the European Broadcasting Union should have thought very hard about what to do when Azerbaijan won the Eurovision Song Contest. And we're particularly disappointed that the European Broadcasting Union, as an organisation which champions media freedom, has absolutely failed to speak out or condemn any of the human rights abuses, any of the attacks on journalists that have been happening recently, and have really showed themselves rather weak and probably contributed to the pre-Eurovision crackdown on dissenting voices. I mean, a great example of that is this case of Idrak Abasov, who's a journalist who was covering forced evictions and how illegal house demolitions. And he was attacked by police and state oil workers, beaten unconscious and had to be hospitalized. And even though this is a journalist who's an award-winning journalist and has won international awards, the European Broadcasting Union has failed to speak out about his attack and failed to do anything to intervene to protect journalists who are trying to expose human rights violations in Azerbaijan.
It's a difficult one, though, too, because at the same time, a lot of media will be in Azerbaijan in the next week or so, a lot of attention on this issue that perhaps wouldn't have been there otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is often a positive thing that an international event like this will bring a spotlight to a country and highlight its human rights abuses. But unfortunately, what's happened in Azerbaijan is that as they've been able to get away with hosting Eurovision without any condemnation from their co-host, the European Broadcasting Union, about these human rights violations, they feel more confident in committing them. And we've seen that ahead of Eurovision, in fact, the situation has got worse, both because people are trying to assert their rights knowing that the spotlight is on them, but also because the Azerbaijani authorities are determined not to have any negative publicity.
That's Max Tucker from Amnesty International, ending that report from Madeleine Jenner. And Eurovision will be held in Azerbaijan this weekend. Hot tip, check out the Russian grannies.